Bezat Shem Mizbeach, we begin Perek HaMishnah, the fifth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Mikvaos and Laws of the Gathered Purifying Waters in the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek, discussing the mikvah waters themselves, and specifically regarding the fact that three lugin of drawn waters invalidates the mikvah. That's Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the combination of these Mayim Shuvim. So mikvah, a gathered water that purifies, Shenafle Lov, that fell into it, Shleish Lugin Mayim Shuvim, three drawn lugin, which is a certain measurement of water. Mikli echad, from one vessel. Oy mishnayim ashlesha came from two or three vessels. It starts from those waters gathered together to be the minimum measurement that invalidates of three lugan. Vahu, but that is shayas chashin, actually pasuk edition, only if the second one already started spilling in before the first one stopped spilling. Now, marbog came, but from four vessels, im it starts from, then even then it wouldn't combine. Now, but when we say this, that four vessels will not combine, bisman shloy niskaban ladabis, if the person was not intending to add to the mikvah waters. Of Naskam the Rabbis is Meha Mikvah, but if it's intending to increase the Mikvah waters, I feel enough of Mishkal dinner B'chol Shana, then even if it falls in what's called considered the weight of a dinner, which is very little, B'chol Shana every single year, just a drip, Mitzarf L'Shlesh Lugan, that would combine for the measurement of three Lugan, Ben Shakadma Hashu'uv Mesak Shem, whether if the drawn waters were before the valid ones, Ben Shakadma Hashem Mesashuv, whether the kosher ones were before the drawn waters, or Shanaf L'Shtein Ke'echos, if they fell out simultaneously. But at least if three lugan of drawn waters fell l'teicha b'am saw into 40 saw k'idim shenafel b'am saw before 40 saw had been in there or l'pachas ma'bam or to less than 40 nifsal kol v'nasa shav, everything becomes invalidated and all is considered as drawn waters. Halacha base. Let's say shnayim. Let's say there's two people shetilu zel l'gemechza v'zel l'gemechza. This one pours in a lugan half and this one pours in a lugan half. Or similarly, if someone squeezes out his garment and he lifts it up, and the water from the garment is spilling in from many different places. Or, meaning we're saying all this is coming from different sources, two people or two different places in the garment. Or if someone pours from a vessel which the edge is made like a comb, where the water spills in from many different places, in all these cases, still had ill poison, they're going to invalidate because it's all flowing all at the same time. Halacha Gimel. Hamatvul kara kesa shalar. If someone immerses into the mikvah a pillow or a cushion of leather, b'mikvah sheshbar b'am somuch b'an, where it's exactly 40 saw, kevin sheik b'yas of sesim in the mayim, the moment you lift up the edge from the water, nimtza mayim shabatech m'shubim, comes out the water inside of it is drawn water. And it's going to spill back in, it's going to invalidate. So kitza yasa, how should you do? You should table it and lift it out through its opening on the bottom so that nothing's going to be gathered and it's just going to come right, it's going to stay in the mikvah. Now, aval kuba vasak, in contrast, a box or a sack, that matvil nomalam kedarkam in the chesh, that you could table and take out in a normal way and you don't have to be concerned because their holes are very wide and the water spills out straight directly and they don't become drawn. Halacha dal, mikvah shesh b'shalosh gumayis mimayim shuvim. The mikvah has three pits of drawn water. Loig b'chol guma, and there's a loig in every single pit. And it fell into the mikveh itself without touching those pits. Like imagine an angled wall of these pits along this larger mikveh area, and the kosher water is falling into the mikveh. If you know that 40 saw of kosher water fell into the mikvah, actually gila gumashlish, until it didn't reach to the third pit, kasha, it's going to be valid, because you already had 40 before you had the three lugan of invalidating. Vimla, but if not, apostle, it's going to be invalid. Halacha hei, shnei mikvahs, two mikvahs. Im chalech mem abam saw. Now, neither one of them has the minimum 40 saw. V'nof ulazer lugamechza, ulazer lugamechza, and each one had only a lugan and a half that fell into each one of them. Then the two mikvahs mix together. Now the sum total of them have the kosher mikvah. But at the same time, it's also having now the invalidating amount of three lugan. How do you look at shame? The mikvahs are going to be valid. The reason that is, because neither one of them were ever considered a pasla mikvah, because each one only had one and a half. When they mix and they're more than 40, then it's okay. Then three lugan is not going to invalidate anymore. Now, aval, however, mikvah shame bar bam saw. But if a mikvah did not have 40 saw, and in that mikvah fell in three lugan of drawn waters, and then ma'achkach nechlesh naim, which seemingly sounds like a similar case as the previous one. Then they split into two, and so now each one has less than 40, and each one has one and a half. And then v'di b'mayim k'shem al kolechmem, then you increase kosher waters on each one of them until you fill up each one of them to have 40 sa. Had they actually both will be invalid. The reason for that is called a mikvah kulish nivsal, because any mikvah water that was totally invalidated, kamayim sheuv muchash, it's all considered like drawn waters. Ukiilu komeimam nishabu bekeli. It's like as if all the waters were drawn with a vessel, and all of it's invalid. So since this had three lugan and it was not yet 40 sa, it becomes all pasul. Now you split it, it's like all mayim sheuvim, it's not going to help anymore to go ahead and add and make it kosher because it is invalidated as mayim sheuvim before you had 40 sa. Halach above continues regarding adding on to a mikveh that became invalidated with shleisha lugan. Bar shu mali mayim sheuvim. So if there's a pit that's filled with drawn water, va'ama nechnesus lebiyotze men, now there's a stream of water, a canal, that's running through this well, this pit, and continues to run through. Still, this well will can remain invalid. It's all drawn water. Until you could calculate, until that it doesn't remain, because the water keeps on switching over, until it doesn't remain from the drawn water that was in the pit, as long as there's no three lugan left, then it's going to be kosher because of the displacement. Now, regarding a mikvah, that drawn water fell into it and invalidated, like we were speaking. And then you increase on the kosher waters. Until it turns out that the kosher amount is already 40 sa, still going to remain invalid because the shleish lugim were there before it was 40. So even if it's a million, it doesn't make a difference. Until all the water that was originally there gets removed. Now you have less than three lugim of drawn waters. Then that displacement makes it. Then now you can make a kosher mikvah over there. Kate said, how so? So mikveh shesh by esrim saw megisham. If there's a mikveh that has inside of it 20 saw of rainwater, the novel took a saw mayim shuvim, and then it fell in it a saw of drawn waters. The akach here below mayim shuvim, and then it kept on increasing a large quantity of kosher mikveh waters. Haveizah bevesul, it's still going to remain invalid. Atchei yed until you know sheyotim menu esrim saw shayibay, that the original 20 saw has been removed, and vechamisha kabin beyosim and beakav, and five and more than a quarter of a kav. Because a saw is six kav, and a kav is four lugan. And therefore, what comes out from a saw, five and a quarter kavin, you would remain with three lugan. And when it comes out a little bit more, that's v'yoyser, it would be less than three lugan. Ah, then v'lo nishom and akol shenifsal, then it doesn't remain from the original that was invalidated, which had the mayim shuvim inside of it, chutz mipachas m'shleisha lugan, except less than what was three lugan. So then that's going to be okay because it displaced all that. Now it doesn't have, it only has less than three lugan of the original waters, which were all pasul. So if you made a mikveh shesh babam somam kshem, which had 40 sub kosher waters, the evu imam mikveh hazeha pasul, and then you mix it together with this pasul mikveh. Here also tira elu es elu, this one purifies this other one, meaning that's what's known as hashaka, which the pasul waters become validated by connected with already pre existing kosher mikveh. Halach HaZayin talks about regarding three lugan that do not invalidate. Hamasalik esat titlet stadim. If someone is moving the mud on the bottom of the mikveh to the sides, the nimshuch b'menu shleish lugan l'mikveh. Now it pulls out of it three lugan that are considered being drawn into the mikveh. Now here's a kasher. It's going to be kasher, and the reason for that is because the water that's inside the mud was connected to the mikveh waters, so they don't become drawn. But hayitayle shatit umagbi b'yada. Let's say they picked out the mud and they lifted up in his hand. Vivdilim in the mikveh letzida, and then he separated from the mikveh to the side. And v'nimshuch min shleish lugan, when he did that, three lugan of water spilled out of it. Ah, harei lepaisin, that's drawn waters, and that's going to validate the mikveh that doesn't have 40 soya. Halacha has gaius, troops, or anything like that. Ho'ivim mimakum lamakum, that's passing by from one place to another place. Or v'chem behema yivaris mimakum makum, let's say animals are walking by from one place to another place. V'zofu b'idem v'raglayim shleish lugan lamikveh, and because of their passing by, they sprayed water with their hands and their feet, three lugan of that into the mikveh. Here's a kasha, that's going to be kasha. No, not only that, even that initially made the mikveh like that, it is a kasha, that's going to be kasha, that's not going to be considered as mayim she'uvim from their passing by as the water spills in. Halacha test continues regarding mayim she'uvim that are tame, that fell into a mikveh that was not 40 sa, but it was tar. Mikveh she'im bar bamsa. So you have a mikveh that doesn't have 40 sa. It fell in less than three lugan of drawn water, but that drawn water was tameh. So this water is kosher, meaning it's not considered as tameh for chala, for truma, but to wash one's hands to purify it, because the drawn water is nullified in the kosher water that's tar. It also does not become tameh from touching the tameh waters, because liquids that are gathered on the ground do not become tameh only if the person desires it so. But it'd be invalid to even add on waters into this mixed waters to make it into a kosher mikvah, because you already had the mikvah is going to remain this with this psul of the tummy waters that was already here pre-existing. Now, yardalim gishom berabalim, but let's say the rainwater rains on it and it increases on this mixed water. Okay, really gishom likavaslim. Then it's going to be kosher to go ahead and make it into a mikvah of 40 sah of the fact that the rainwater is mixing in over here. This is all if it's less than 3 logan. Now, let's say it fell into 3 logan of truma water that was tummy. So here is a pasul l'chalo truma b'lit milidaim, because it was a significant amount of shlesh logan, it's going to remain invalid for halachas of chala and truma and to wash one's hands. Upsun l'kavisalem, and be invalid to gather water to make it into a mikvah. Now, yardu gisham b'rabalim, but let's say if now rain water rains down and increases on them, okay, so it's going to be kosher for all those other things that need tahara. But it will be invalid to gather a mikvah on it. Like we said, in contrast to the first case, which was less than 3 lugan, here the increase is not going to help because you already had 3 lugan, which is an anti-force, until you remove all the original waters that made, or actually, they were all like drawn. Not only to get rid of those original 3, everything has to get rid of. Only if it's less than 3 lugan, then it's going to work. So if you have a mikvah that has 40 sah minus like that of a dinner's weight, which is very little, and then it falls inside of a 3 lugan of tummy drawn waters, or is it possible? It's going to be possible all those things that need to be tahara waters. Would be allowed to gather and make a mikvah over them. Now, but let's say it fall into it less than 3 lugan of water, even if they're all tummy, and then it falls into it a weight of a dinner of rainwater, which supplements it now to be 40 sah of kosher water. So kosher is going to be kosher, with seemingly is because since here it was essentially almost 40 sah, so less than 3 lugan will not invalidate it, even if it's tummy. And kashem shatar letfila, just like it's kosher for it's tar for immersion, kach tar l'chol davar, so too it's going to be tar for all halachas that we're discussing over here in this halacha.